Lena, Tot calls, pulling my attention away from the scene. Do you know if Nan has any books on Redstone? What's Redstone? I ask, because I grew up in a mine and I've never heard of it. Sometimes I find these red blocks, Mal explains, and they make this weird red dust. And I've been experimenting with it. Tok leans forward, excited, his eyes alight. It's kind of like back when I was inventing things, but they never worked. There's some secret to Redstone, and I feel so close, but at least he's not still blowing things up, Chug finishes for him. I shake my head. I've never seen anything like that in a book, but Nan's collection is mostly about plants and mobs and biomes, not mining. My folks back at the mine might know more. Gross, Chug mutters under his breath. And I smile because it feels good to know my friends have my back. Yeah, not worth asking them. Mal looks toward the wall as she chews and frowns. I can't believe Lars signed up to guard the wall. I sigh. I can. Some people will do anything to feel important. Hey, remember that time Lars fell face first in a cow patty? Chug asks. Yeah, because you pushed him, Tok grins. Whoa, that was you? I was always jealous of that. Nice. Jaro holds out his hand, and he and Chug do an elaborate handshake that ends with a fart sound. We all laugh, remembering that day, and I never dreamed I could ever be so happy. We eat until we're all groaning and rubbing our bellies, and Poppy falls asleep in the grass covered in kittens and one mud-splattered pig. When it's time for Mal to go back home and do her chores, we help clean up the dishes and say our goodbyes and head back toward the wall. This time, when Lars asks for our names, we just say them and hurry past, eager to be away from his arrogant grin. I'd love to remind him of his time in a cow patty, but I know he would just find some way to punish me, especially now that he thinks he's tough. As Mal milks the cows, I enjoy the pasture, watching bees and sketching birds for the book I'm writing about flora and fauna. The cows love Mal, but they get fussy when I try to help, because my mind tends to wander, and they don't really like being squeezed that hard by someone who's not paying attention. Once the milk is all lined up in pails, Mal and I hurry down the road and through the hub, carefully carrying a bucket of fresh milk for Nan. Elder Stu glares at us from his store, and I wonder why he is the way he is, why he's so scared of everything that isn't exactly his way. Not all the old people are like that, and Nan is definitely not like that. I smile as we near her cottage with the bright flowers we planted together in the window boxes and the sleepy bees humming around their hive. Nan is usually sitting outside at this time of day, reading a book in her rocking chair as she enjoys the afternoon sun and waits for her milk. The door, oddly, is open. And when we push inside, we see why. Oh no, Mal cries. Nan!